Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as a lot of basketball teams getting ready for action this week. And first ones out of the block will be the Powell Panthers, as they will hit the road for Riverton coming up tomorrow night for the Panther girls and boys. They were usually part of the Big Wind Basin tournament, featuring a lot of teams coming in and playing at various locations around the Big Horn Basin. So when the COVID times hit and some of the tournaments put to the wayside, the Panthers had to scramble and try to find some dates. And that's why we've come up with a Thursday night game, a matchup in Riverton. And then after the game, the Panthers will get on the bus, return home, go to school, and then travel for an evening game in Buffalo. And add on to that, a chance of some snow showers hitting the Big Horn Basin as well for their travels. For head coach Chelsea Buehr, in her second year for the head coach for the Panther girls, she said, yep, it's certainly a tough opener for the Panthers, but at least they're playing.
Tough swing trip there to drive all the way to Riverton, come home for a few hours of sleep, and then turn around and drive to Buffalo. But I think those are two good opportunities for us to compete and work hard with them. You know, the senior group saw Riverton as freshmen, and we played well and got a couple wins off of them. So that gives them a little bit of confidence going into this year, which is what we need. And then Buffalo, they're always tough, and they lost their best player last year, but I know that they're still going to bring a tough team for us.
Also on the sports schedule for Thursday will be Evanston visiting Sheridan, Jackson hitting the road for Lander, and the Bridger Valley Tournament, which means they'll have a game in Mountain View and one in Lyman. Farson Eden will take on Mountain View, while Manila, Utah will be at Lyman. And the rest of the high school games are set for Friday and Saturday around the Cowboys State. We'll bring you that game tomorrow for the girls and boys at doubleheader tomorrow night, beginning at 5:15 right here on KPNW. We're back with more after this.